You're listening to Outback on 95 BFM.
So our last interview of this morning is with August Ward discussing transvestite paintings at Lover Gallery down off Queen Street. And if you tuned in last week, you would have heard my interview with JJ Harper, the gallerist behind Lover. It's a nice little 1-2 punch that you can still check out through the podcasts. But yeah, here we go, August Ward. We spoke last year when you were showing at Saatchi & Saatchi & Saatchi Gallery with Prairie.
With Prairie, yeah.
Yeah, and those were also paintings, a similar palette, a similar subject, but quite different in scale, quite different in application. In those 8 months, what do you think has been the main change in your approach to painting?
I mean, I feel like I had a lot more fun with the paintings that I did for this one. And because, like, I don't know, I feel like I, like, stressed over the ones that I put in the Saatchi show. And then I kind of, like, went into lockdown and I just started, like, painting over my paintings a lot. And so there was, like, those, the small white ones are just paintings that have been, like, they kind of started out, I guess, more similar to the ones in Saatchi and Saatchi and Saatchi. And I just, like, painted over them and drew over them until I was, like, happy with the texture and stuff. So I think that they're a lot more, like, built up and stuff, but still kind of in the same family as the ones that were at Saatchi and Saatchi and Saatchi. And then, like, the big ones of, like, high heels and bags and stuff, I feel like I just got to the end of lockdown and I just was just painting whatever, you know, like, and kind of however I want, and kind of going in between these, like, quite, like, cartoony styles.
Yeah, there is, like, such looseness to those ones.
Yeah. I guess I was just, like, I guess I was at home with my family and, like, wasn't stressed about, like, people seeing them or people liking them and stuff, because it just seemed like nobody ever would, because there's no way out, we'd just be locked down forever, you know? I think it mostly just came out of, yeah, not feeling, like, pressured to make them, like, good paintings or anything. Mostly just, like, hanging out with my family and doing, like, weird online school.
Were you producing some of these paintings for study?
Yeah, they were all for my, like, last semester at Elam.
There's maybe 10 works in the show? Am I right about
that?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Do you produce, like, you know, a lot? Because some of them do have this sort of sketchy immediate.
Yeah, there were a lot of paintings that didn't make it into the show. Like, probably 5 or 6 other ones. That I, like, still like, but I feel like they just need more stuff added to them.
You work and turn over a painting a lot before you feel like it's come to exhibition stage.
Oh, sometimes. Like, sometimes I feel like it's like I do a painting and I'm like, what does it need? And then you just do, like, one more coat of thick paint on the background or something, and then you're like, that's perfect, that's all you need. Or, like, some paintings, like, completely change because, like, you don't know what to do with them, and then suddenly you're like, oh, that was what I needed to do, you know?
Yeah, because the works you did for the Saatchi & Saatchi & Saatchi show were based on Polaroids you'd taken at Smith & Coe's, and there are a lot of perfume bottles and lipstick tubes, whereas these ones, like you say, there are these sort of abstract flower forms, but then there are also the shoes and the bags, and it does feel like the shoes and bags have maybe a little more space to dream in them.
I totally agree, yeah.
Were you looking at specific shoes and specific bags?
Not really. I feel like they're quite, like, I had, like, one pair of, like, pointy high heels that I would, like, prop up and paint. But, like, I feel like it's quite, like, they're, like, quite, like, generic, like, kind of, like, stiletto forms, and, like, quite a generic little, like, crocodile handbag, you know, like, it could be, like, any brand, you know, well, it's not, like, specific to any one thing, because I feel like they're such, like, kind of common items.
Yeah, I spoke to JJ Harper yesterday about the broader gallery Lover, and he described your paintings as bimbo paintings.
Yeah, I feel like that's, I feel like he's right. That is true. But I feel like he's a bimbo too, and it's a bimbo gallery. So, yeah.
Is there an element of parody, like painting this, you know, these red heels that are like an idea of heels?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I feel like it's like a parody of even like doing a painting, you know? I feel like I find it so hard to take myself seriously, like, no matter what I do. And I feel like everything I do in my life is like a weird, like, joke to myself. And so, like, doing paintings and going to art school and all of these things is just kind of, like, part of that, you know?
Yeah, there is this kind of, I think because they're painted on found wood and they're these very thick, kind of gooey paintings, they're like the idea of paintings, right? Like, the thing you do in art school is big gushy paintings on found material.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like some of them aren't more drawing even than painting, you know. I've just like just like gone in with like a pencil. I like all of the paintings that I feel like I have fun when I make, you know.
Do you think that they're also paintings that are fun to look at?
I think so. I feel like I got that impression from everyone that like came and looked at them the other night, that everyone enjoyed them, you know. I think that they're fun to look at. And I think, I don't know, I feel like they're not stressful to have to try and understand or anything.
You're going into honours this year. Are you exclusively a painter or do you work in other medium as well?
Yeah, I mean, I like mostly did like photography and like sculpture and stuff before last year. And then I just started painting before the Saatchi show. And then just kind of kept painting since then because it was kind of weirdly the easiest for me to do during lockdown, you know? Like you can't really go out and photograph perfume bottles at Smith & Co. if Smith & Co. is closed, but you can do a painting of them. So I think I'll continue.
And do you think your paintings are aspirational in that way? Like, it's easier to do a painting than to be able to afford perfume?
But then I feel like they're also, it's not even, like, specifically about perfume. I feel like it's just kind of grasping at these, like, kind of, like, symbols of, like, yeah, like, JJ would say, like, kind of, like, bimbo-ness or something, you know? Like, it's not, like, I love perfume so much, and I need perfumes, and I'm going to do a painting of a perfume. It's kind of more vague than that or something.
I spoke to you at the opening, and you mentioned that you'd been working with car paint, and I wondered how that came about.
Actually, the ones that are have car paint underneath them, the beige one and the black one, are my mum's paintings from when she was at Elam in the 2000s, and she did paintings with car paint and I just painted over the top of them because I ran out of support, which I think is quite funny as well.
How did she feel about that?
She didn't care, that was under the house.
You were just like, you're in the middle of lockdown, right?
Yeah, I've painted over so many of her paintings from Elam, and it's quite shocking because I like to see, like, some of my Elam tutors like remember her sometimes, and like James Cousins will be like, oh, I love your mum, I love her paintings, like she's such a good painter and stuff, and then I'm thinking maybe he'd like ha 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 been painting over her paintings with like silly like shoes and high heels and stuff.
What are you working on next?
I mean, I'll be at Elam this year, and so I'll obviously be doing Elam work, but I have ideas, you know. Like I think I had like so much fun in the workshop making stuff last year before we all got kicked out. Like I don't know if you saw them, but I made all of these like wooden high heels that were like kind of three-dimensional blocky kind of like clog kind of things in the wood workshop, and I like, put like metal frames on my other paintings in the like metal workshop. So I think I'll do some like combination like sculpture-y kind of painting-y kind of things, but that's all I really know now.
Pre-lockdowns, people would go through art school and then they would leave, and then they'd kind of realize that without workshops they were gonna make the type of work they could make at home, but you kind of have a pace to that. So do you think you're really going to try and make the most of having access to all those tools?
I was like obsessed with the wood workshop even before this, but now like I just want to go there every day. Like I'm sick of being on a holiday. I want to be making some weird thing out of wood and annoying Kenny, the technician.
I saw on the Lover Instagram that you were reading Roald Dahl's Switch Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Why did you decide to read that?
Well, I was like really bored when I was gallery sitting yesterday, because no one was coming in, and so I messaged my friend Ronnie and asked her to bring me a book, and she bought me that book, and I read the first short story and I thought it was quite funny.
That was August Ward, whose exhibition Transvestite Paintings closes at the end of this week, so head along to Lover Gallery. You can check out their Instagram, lover_lover_lover, to find their open days, and also DM them if you want to make an appointment for their standard close times. We're going to jump into another track now. This is Obong Jaya. You listen to Art Bank. Jazz show's coming up next. Before then, we will have a little bit of a art guide.
95 BFM's Art Bank.